Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another broadcast on the Soul of America Radio. Tonight, you're listening to Hope and Healing, A Journey to Wholeness, with your host, J.R. Thicklin. Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by Blog Talk Radio, hosted and produced by the Soul of America Radio. Comments made on tonight's broadcast do not necessarily reflect the views of Blog Talk Radio, the Soul of America Radio, or its host. Hope and Healing takes you from a place of pain, abuse, violence, rejection, and abandonment to a place of hope, healing, and power. All aboard with your author, activist, advocate, and friend, man of purpose himself, and your host for the evening, Mr. J.R. Thicklin.
Yeah!
Welcome to Hope and Healing, A Journey to Wholeness. I'm your host, J.R. Thicklin, and I'm so very glad that you've joined me on tonight. That's right, the first day of April 2013. And I'm so glad that you've taken the time to join us on tonight. I trust that you've had a great weekend and a great time on yesterday, Resurrection Sunday, and the whole weekend. And I trust today that even as you come, that you come today and that your experience with us tonight will be one that is not only just pleasant, but it'll be one that you'll leave inspired, motivated, definitely leaving with a different attitude, a different perspective. And most of all, if you're experiencing hurt, if you're experiencing rejection or pain, if you're experiencing abuse or whatever those ills may be, that when you get off the broadcast tonight, that you will find yourself at a better place and that you'll find yourself in a place where hope and healing is possible. Now, you're listening to us tonight right here on the Soul of America Radio. That is the Soul of America Radio, and I'm so glad that you've joined in. Those of you that are listening by way of the Internet, you're listening at the www.soulofamericaradio.com, and you're going right over there to the left tab, and you see Hope and Healing, and hit live. Just come in live. We are broadcasting live. You can catch us. You're going to be able to get us in podcast, and we are here for you. If you'd like to reach out to us, if you'd like to talk to us by phone or listen by phone today, you can dial area code 323-784-9638. Let me say it again, area code 323-784-9638, and you can join there if you just like to listen in, or if you have a question or comment, you can hit the number 1 on the keypad, and that'll let our producers know that you want to have a comment or question that you might want to ask, and you will hit the number 1, and they will notify me, and I will acknowledge you and get you on the airway. Those of you that are listening and you would like to email me a question, or you may have a comment, or you may want to speak about something confidentially, you can always email me at jthicklin@soulofamericaradio.com. That is the letter, jthicklin@soulofamericaradio.com. Once again, I'm so glad that you've joined us here today on this wonderful, wonderful, marvelous Monday, the first Monday of this month, and a Monday that I believe is filled with great things today. And as you're listening, if you're listening for the very first time, I want to tell you, this program is about hope and healing. It is those that have suffered or those that may know someone who is suffering or dealing with something as a result of abuse, whether it's an abusive relationship or whether it's from abusive childhood. But if you're dealing with something as a result of abuse, abandonment, rejection, divorce, any type of loss, we are about here bringing hope and healing. And hope and healing not only through the words that we share and oftentimes very special guests on the airway, but also in referring you to other resources around the country that are able to help you. And most of all, we hope to be a beacon of light to you today that will bring hope and healing to you. And so once again, I am J.R. Thicklin, and I'm so glad that you're with us today. You're listening to us live on the Soul of America Radio. That's the Soul of America Radio. com. And I have some things I'm going to just be making mention of toward the latter part of our broadcast time tonight, as I want to talk just a little bit about some more additional members of the Soul of America Radio family. And we're going to be very proud and very glad as those individuals will be coming on this great network, and you will have an opportunity to tune in and be a part of the things that they're talking about and part of some of the things that they're doing. So tell a friend and tell a neighbor, even at this hour, that hope and healing is on the air, and we're so glad that you're here today. Once again, if you'd like to call in, area code 323-784-9638. That's area code 323-784-9638. There's so much tonight to be talked about, and I know that initially we set out some things saying that we're going to talk about tonight the domestic violence in the silent church and the role of the church. But a little further tonight, I just want to be able to open up and have open line. I want you to be able to call in tonight, and regardless of what the subject matter might be, tonight is open mic. Maybe it's a hurt. Maybe it's a rejection. Maybe it's a relationship question. Whatever it is, we're here to serve you. We're here to not only serve you, but to hopefully to bring hope and healing to you tonight. So once again, this is J.R. Thicklin, and you're listening to us right here on the Soul of America Radio. And you can reach us right here if you like to call in, like to listen by way of radio, or have a call-in question. You can dial area code 323-784-9638, area code 323-784-9638. 9638. You can join us here at, and you can definitely listen in or have a comment or question. If you'd like to just send an email, you have an email that you'd like to send, maybe a confidential question or you have a comment, you can reach us at you can email us at jthicklin@soulofamericaradio.com. That's the letter J T H I C K L I N. @soulofamericaradio.com. And that's how you reach us here tonight. So many things happened over the weekend, so many things that are going on in our society. Sadly, one of the things that kind of caught my attention on yesterday was actually a story that happened on yesterday, and I learned a little bit more about it on today. And what was kind of sad, and how many of you may have heard it, about the situation where the young man walks into the church. That's right. Let me make sure I get that right. He walks into the church on yesterday evening at his church during the Easter service, a resurrection service, and he walks into the church and kills his father during the Easter service. And this happened there in Ohio. And a 25-year-old man, he was accused of walking into the church. And he began to talk loud and act a little irrational. And a little erratic, from what I'm understanding, and began to talk about and refer to some things about Jesus, about Allah. He began to talk about Allah, and then as a result of that, as the story would go, that he fatally shot with one shot, 25-year-old young man, changed his life forever, not to mention his father. But he walked into, according to police, he walked into the Hiawatha Church of God in Christ in Ashtabula, Ohio, and killed his father, 52-year-old, with a single shot from a handgun on Sunday afternoon. And what a sad thing, because, of course, everyone is calling 911 with their cell phones on in church, so we all know that people have their cell phones in church, and this might have been one of those times that it was came in handy. And he was apprehended there at the church after shooting his 52-year-old father, and the motive is not known from witnesses and those that knew them. They expressed that there was not any rift or anything bad between this young man and his father, but this incident happened. And I guess one of the things that come to mind is how safe is the church? How safe is the church from these type of events that happen? How safe is the church from these type of events that happen? Now, we can't truly classify this totally as a domestic violence case where he came in to the church and shot and killed his father, because there's no history of abuse taking place. You know, we don't know if this is mental illness, demonic possession, or what may have transpired here. But what we do know is the fact that he did come into the church and he did kill his father with a single shot. And what we also know is that these type of things are happening and happen way too often in today's society. Just a few months back, it was, we made you aware of a situation that happened also, interesting, in Pennsylvania, where the estranged husband actually came into the church, shot and killed his wife, who was playing the organ, and shot her multiple times, left out of the church. And as everyone is frantic there, he returns back into the church and he shoots her again, said he just wanted to make sure that she was dead. And the thing about it, the question still remains, is how safe is the church now from these type of things? Are we prepared for these type of incidents when they're happening? Are we prepared when a gunman or a person walks in the church, outbursts, and begin to shoot or begin to threaten? How prepared are we? And that raises another question. You know, is the church prepared? Do we have security? What type of security do we have? You know, do we see these things coming on? You know, how vulnerable are we in this day and time? And even a greater question is, have people just lost the fear of God? Or have they just lost the respect of the church? That may be two different questions in it altogether. Have people lost the fear of God? Or have people just lost respect for the church and therefore do not reverence it, and they come up in the church, whether to shoot people dead or shoot people with the intention of hurting or whatever it may be. Just a couple of months ago, we understand there at World Changers there in right there in Georgia there, outside of Atlanta there, the church of Dr. Creflo Dollar, that we understand there at College Park, Georgia, that's the name I'm looking for, that one of their former members actually came in and shot and killed individual right there in the property of the church. And these things are happening way too often. And the question is how safe is the church, and how much reverence have gone from the church, and to the point that people will do anything in the church. People will walk in and say what they want to say in the church. People will conduct themselves in a manner in which they want to in the church, and it's an interesting thing. And I think that's a very pertinent question to pose tonight. Have people lost the reverence of God, or have people just lost respect for the church? And when they lose respect for the church, is it for that reason that people treat the church in any manner that they want? How many of you that are listening tonight, perhaps over the weekend, you got a chance to watch an interesting set of shows that was on, particularly on TV One? They aired a movie there that was called The Under Shepherd. The Under Shepherd started Isaiah Washington, Elsie Neal, started quite a few other people there that you would know that played in this movie. But interesting depiction of the black church in particular and some of the ills that was going on there. We saw the lust of power, the lust of things, sexual immorality. We saw this type of, if you would, type of behavior that is so consistent with people that are narcissistic and people who have to have power and people who have to control. And whether you say, well, that was only a movie, we have to ask ourselves a question. Is art imitate life, or is life imitate art? And the reality is that many of those things many people could relate to, and because they could relate to it, that is the reason why the movie was made. Area code 323-784-9638. Area code 323-784-9638. That's the way to reach us us today. If you'd like to have a comment or have a question that you'd like to ask, that's where you can reach us right here on Hope and Healing, A Journey to Wholeness. I am your host, J.R. Thickland, and I'm so glad that you've joined us on today. Like I said, I just want to leave an open mic tonight, meaning the topics are open, whatever you might want to talk about, whatever questions that you may have, we're going to do our best to answer tonight. But I'm going to just bring up a few things around the central theme, as I just did today, about the 25-year-old young man who allegedly walked in church during the Easter service and shot and killed his father, his 52-year-old father, with a single gun blast. And there seemed to be no prior history of violence between them. From what all witness accounts is that they get along very well. So I'm very interested to hear your opinion, hear your thoughts tonight. Right on the other side of the break, give me a call, area code 323-784-9638. You're listening to Hope and Healing, A Journey to Wholeness, right here on the Soul of America radio station. I am your host, J.R. Thickland, and I will see you on the other side of this break. Be right back.
Programming coming up on the Soul of America Radio. Go to soulofamericaradio.com for more information.
Hello, this is Tony Stallings, founder and CEO of the Soul of America Radio. I wanted to take this time to thank you for your patience as we went through a period of time where we did not broadcast for probably about a month. We had some technical issues that we have since worked out, and now we are ready to bring you the best in soulful talk radio. Tonight's program is J.R. Thickland, who brings you Hope and Healing, A Journey to Wholeness. We have more programming coming up, brand new shows, I promise you that. But you stay tuned right here on the Soul of America Radio. And thank you for all of the wonderful correspondence through cards, emails, and everything else we received, saying that you want us back. We are back!
This is the one and only Soar.
And now here's your host, J.R. Thickland.
Yesterday on Resurrection Sunday, there incident that took place there in Ohio, a little place called Apatula, Ohio, where a 25-year-old young man allegedly came in the church, shot and killed his father, 52 years old, with one single shot. Prior to him actually pulling the trigger, he began to mumble some things, and in the name of Allah, and he killed his father in the church. And I guess my question was not just the fact that our hearts and our prayers and thoughts go out to this, to the family, definitely the family of the family that has been so impacted here, but our heart and our prayers go out to the church and its parishioners, because this type of incident will change your lives absolutely forever. This type of incident will change the way that they see themselves, the way they approach church, the way that they even worship in many ways. And so the question I've raised is the fact that in light of, and I should say in lieu of, the incident that took place on yesterday in Ohio, and coupled with the fact that these type of incidents are happening all over America, all over the country, where people are coming into church, they are killing, they are murdering, though there are those that are coming to kill their spouses, their others that are coming and they're shooting their parents. There are others that are coming and shooting former lovers, and these type things are happening in the church. And the question that has been raised is the fact is that why is this happening? Have people lost the fear of God? Or have they simply lost the reverence of the church? Do people not reverence the church anymore? And if not, what do you think has happened as to the reason why people find it a lot easier, or find it being no problem in coming into the church with such behaviors, whether with guns or whatever they're doing, people fighting in the church, people are destroying one another? And why is this happening in this day and time? And we see it happening, and have the church itself, meaning today's modern establishment, has it become less of a place of refuge? Has it become less of a place of protection? And I'd just like to hear your opinion on that tonight. Area code 323-784-9638. Area code 323-784-9638. That's how you can reach us here. And as you're calling in today, if you'd like to have a question or comment, hit the number 1 on your keypad. That lets our producer know that you want to get in. And I will then get you on the air and would love to have you tonight as we have open mic tonight, open topic, whatever you like to talk about in terms of hope and healing. Whether it's abandonment, abuse, whether it's rejection, whether it's divorce, whether it is a place of pain, you know, we want to deal with that tonight on our show. And so we invite you to call in right now, or you can also send us an email. If you'd like to send a question or a confidential email, you can do so by sending it to jthicklin@soulofamericaradio.com. Let me say that again, jthicklin@soulofamericaradio.com. That is how you can reach me, and you can reach me right now on the airway. You can send that email, and we'll be so glad to not only to take your question, but so glad to have you with us on tonight. So as you're listening tonight, once again, I want to remind you, you're listening to the Soul of America Radio. That's Soul of America Radio, and I'm your host, J.R. Thicklin, and I'm so glad that you've joined us on tonight. So let's go, and we want to visit some things here, because these are some serious issues. People are hurting all over. People are hurting throughout the country. People are hurting in your neighborhoods and mine. People are hurting for a number of reasons. You know, anytime you deal with relationships, and relationship requires work, relationship requires understanding, relationship requires communication, relationship requires respect and valuing one another. And anytime those things are violated, and then ultimately when those things are abused, it really leaves scars. It really leaves oftentimes people's lives in shambles, and oftentimes feeling overwhelmed and displaced. And when those things happen, we have to have the right things in place, the right mechanism, the right source, the right faith, the right belief in order to overcome these type of situations. There are many that are broken, and they are hurt, and they suffer in their silence for years. Many people slip into depression. Others turn to means to try to deal with the pain and the hurt. Some turn to alcohol, a substance of some sort. Others may turn to a promiscuity of men or women. Others might decide that they are going to do something drastic. But whatever it might be, we do know that these incidents happen, and people's lives are ultimately affected by this. And they are affected they're affected in many, many ways. So we have to say to you today that this is a show and this is the opportunity that even now that we like to bring about hope and healing, because the fact we need to be healed. We need to reach a place of wholeness again. And so as I say that to you tonight, I want to invite you in. I want to invite your comments and your question. You can reach me at area code 323-784-9638. Area code 323-784-9638, and that's how you can reach us on tonight, right here on Hope and Healing, our journey to wholeness. Now, people are hurting, and we know that people are hurting. People hurt, and the interesting thing about it, there is no exemption from pain. We all suffer pain in one way or another. But the pain of abuse, the pain of rejection, the pain of abandonment, the pain of being forsaken is a tremendous pain. And oftentimes people do suffer in silence, and they don't turn to places for help, oftentimes of fear of being judged, or oftentimes being ridiculed or being re-victimized. These are real issues that we're facing in our society, and these are issues that we must address, and we must hold institutions and hold those of us accountable that are supposed to be, if you would, gatekeepers, and supposed to be individuals that are there to help strengthen others. So I want to invite you today, and I want to just kind of visit that subject matter today. When we're dealing with rejection, when we're dealing with abandonment, when we are dealing with dealing with being downtrodden, cast out, where do we find our faith? Where do we find our strength? So often that we find when people are victimized, especially in abusive relationships, oftentimes the first thing that is damaged is their sense of being, their sense of self-esteem, their sense of self-worth. And therefore, if the way that you see yourself and the way that you see life has been negatively affected, then the way that you live life is also negatively affected. If you see no value, no worth in your life, then oftentimes you play it out that way. You live life carelessly, and oftentimes you live it recklessly. And that is not the will of God, and that's not the route you want to go. But pain and hurt definitely could drive people to do some risky things, and causes them to live a life in a way that oftentimes that exemplifies hopelessness and helplessness. And that's why we have to reach out and continue to reach out to so many therein, being impacted by abuse, being impacted by rejection, being impacted by abandonment, being impacted by all these social scars that literally bring our neighborhoods and communities into captivity. And I want to hear from you tonight as you're listening tonight. Area code 323-784-9638. We welcome your email at J, that's the letter J, THICKLIN, at soulofamericaradio.com. That's J Thicklin at soulofamericaradio.com. Now, make sure you put the soulofamericaradio.com, because the fact that's how you reach us, not at soulofamerica.com, but Jay Thicklin at soulofamericaradio.com. And we're so glad that you've joined us tonight on Hope and Healing, A Journey to Wholeness. Now, I want to take a moment just now, because I want to revisit, and I don't mean to beat a dead horse, but I want to look at the significance of this on yesterday. The significance, think about your own experience when you go to church and go to a house of worship. You're going there not only to worship and to praise, but you're going there to receive of the word, and going there, some are going because they want to receive healing, and whether that's physical or mental or emotional or spiritual healing, they come for healing. But could you imagine being there in the church while you're in the midst of worship or praise, or while you're in the midst of service, and all of a sudden there is a gunman, an individual who's now pointing a gun towards someone in the church, waving it, and shooting them repetitively? What do you do? How does it affect your worship? How does it affect the next time you will return to that church or not? And that's really the question that's out there today, is the fact that when we have these type of things happen, why do they happen? Have people lost all reverence for the house of God? Have people just denied and rejected Christ? Or are we looking at the signs of a devalued church? where people no longer value the church as they once did. And the, my question to you is, why do you think that's the case? Why do you think that's the case? The second institution that was ordained and instituted by God was the church, the first being the family. And yet it's still what we understand is that those are the two major pillars of our society, and yet it's still they are the two that is mostly under attack. See, keep in mind, beloved, that before there was a church, there was a family. And when we look at the fact that inside of that is that inside of that family there, we are representing the family of God, and that we're representing, if you would, reflection of God's love on the earth. And yet it's still with the wage and the evil wreaking havoc throughout our communities and societies, throughout the world and throughout the country, it makes us wonder, how far away are we from God? Because he said if you draw nigh to him, he would draw nigh to you. And that's been something that oftentimes I think has been missed inside of the things that we do and the things that we say. But I want tonight, I want to take this conversation a step further. On the other side of the break, I want to open the lines up. I want you to call in, Erico. 323-784-9638. If you'd like to have a question, comment, or like to say something, just hit the number one on your keypad, and we'll be so glad to get you on. Our engineer will make us aware that you're there, and we'll get you on. And right on the other side of the break, this is J.R. Thicklin. I'll see you then on the other side of the break. Thank you for listening to Hope and Healing, A Journey to Wholeness.
Hope and Healing, A Journey to Wholeness with J.R. Thicklin returns after this. Want to get in on the conversation? Call Jay at 323-784-9638.
Radio and its staff and family encourage you to please let someone know if you're going through a domestic violence situation. If you know someone that's going through a domestic violence situation, please don't stand by and let it just happen. We simply cannot afford to tolerate this any longer. Call 800-799-7233, the National Domestic Violence Hotline, 800-799-7233. It is your business. You can also connect with J.R. Thicklin at his Facebook group, which is Domestic Violence. It is your business. Check it out. Above life. Above your circumstances. You can soar.
This is the one and only. Soar.
Call at 323-784-9638. And now, here's your host, J.R. Thicklin.
And welcome back to Hope and Healing, A Journey to Wholeness. This is your host, J.R. Thicklin, and I'm so glad that you've joined us on tonight. That's right, tonight, April 1st, 2013. And we're so grateful that you have taken the time to be on the line with us on tonight. If you're listening by internet, that's www.soulofamericaradio.com. Right over there on the left, the tab is there for Hope and Healing. And just hit, hit the button, listen live. That way you're on tonight's broadcasting live. And I just want to remind you that at any given time, you can always go back and listen to our broadcast. They're available in podcast. And guess what? You can even email it to a friend. And I want you to know that even on tonight, that as we're coming in live, you can also reach me by email if you have a question, a confidential message, or whatever that you'd like to get to me. You can send it to jficklin@soulofamericaradio.com. That is jficklin@soulofamericaradio.com, and you'll be so glad that you did. Tonight we're talking about an array of things. This is open mic night tonight, but we're talking about a lot of things along the area of being abandoned, abused, and rejected. But we're also talking about where's the relevance today? How the relevance of what have happened to the relevance of the church in today's modern society? In lieu of events, or shall I say, in light of events that we saw, that we heard that happened on yesterday there in Ohio, where a 25-year-old young man allegedly walks into the church on Resurrection Sunday and began to mumble and began to act just a little erratic and talking about in the name of Allah, and he shot and killed his 52-year-old father. Did not make a ruckus after it. He was cooperative when they arrested him. And yet it says to you, whether it was a mental illness or demon possession or oppression or whatever, this is a major issue that took place here. And the question tonight really is the fact is that why is it that we're seeing these type of incidents happen more and more often, happening more and more in our society? And like I said, I don't want to tag this as a domestic violence incident because there is no history that has been revealed that this is a pattern of behavior. This is no history that this is something that is occurring as a result of a dispute. But we do know that this is something that took place in the church. And I want you to just hear the dynamics of this, that here's a young man, 25 years old, that actually comes into the church in the middle of the church service, and he shoots and kills his 52-year-old father as he is once again yelling or beginning to recite something in the name of Allah. And my question today for you is that when we see these type things happening, and we're seeing them happening more and more in the church, is it a sign that people no longer reverence, people no longer respect God or have a fear of God, or is it a sign that people no longer have a reverence for the church? And I do believe those are two fundamentally different things. I believe that there are people who may no longer respect or reverence the church as they used to, and I guess my question to you would be, why do you think that's the case? Why do you think that's the case in these modern times that people simply do not reverence the church? I mean, people come into the church, and we've seen many incidents such as this happen that is directly domestic violence related. I shared with you just a couple of months ago there in Pennsylvania there, where the husband came into the church, actually shot and killed his wife. His wife was playing the organ. These were educators. He shot and killed his wife, shot her multiple times as she played the organ. Of course, everyone is screaming, scrambling, calling 911 on the cell phones and everything, and he leaves the church. Church still in frantic. He's outside for just a couple of minutes. He comes back in and shoots her again. Said he just wanted to make sure that she was dead. We've seen those incidents happen. We've seen them happen all over the country, where estranged husbands and partners have come to the church, have shot and killed and murdered on the church ground. Here, most recently in the South Florida area, incident happened where the perpetrator came to the church, actually shot multiple times his intended target, his partner, and then he ended up shooting and killing himself, thinking that he had killed her, but she lived. And my question is the fact is that what do you think is happening? Why is it that people can come up in the church, or why do people do that now? Why is it the thing that people come into the church with no fear whatsoever and they commit these type of acts? And that's a real pertinent question. Do they no longer fear God, or have they lost reverence or respect for the church? And I think that's an interesting question. Now, you don't have to stay on that topic, but I put put that out there for those of you that would like to answer it. Area code 323-784-9638. That is the way that you can reach me on tonight. Area code 323-784-9638. Now, you may choose just to call in and listen, but if you have a question or a comment, just hit the number 1 on your keypad. That'll let our producer know that you want to have a comment or want to be on the air, ask a question, and we'll be glad to get you on air tonight. Just hit the number 1 on your keypad there, and we'll get you on. Now, if you'd just like to send us an email, confidential email, or a question you'd like for us to answer or a comment, you can do so by sending it to jficklin, T-H-I-C-K-L-I-N, at soulofamericaradio.com. That is the letter J. Ficklin at soulofamericaradio.com, and that's the way you can reach us here on tonight. So it's open line tonight, kind of open topic tonight here with so many things that are happening. But never forget and never lose sight of the fact that we're here for you. The name of the show is called Hope and Healing. It's a journey to wholeness. Let me say something to you. We all suffer pain, abuse, rejection. We suffer hurt in many different ways, in many different forms. Oftentimes, many people suffer in silence, and they don't address the hurt and pain. And therefore, oftentimes, that pain and hurt can actually become bitterness. It can become very destructive in one's life. Our encouragement to you tonight is to go beyond that, is to reach out for help. If you are suffering at the hand of abuse or domestic violence, by all means, we want to give you the national hotline number, 1-800-799-SAFE. That's 1-800-799-SAFE. And if you are dealing with any other stuff, any other issue, you can reach us right here, and we'll be more than glad to connect you to the right resources because people need healing. I think I want to say that again. People need healing, and there's nothing wrong with saying, I need healing. There's nothing wrong with saying that I'm hurting. There's nothing wrong with saying, listen, I feel like I'm overwhelmed. I feel rejected. Those things are very pertinent because when we suffer pain and hurt, it is something that takes us out of our norm and put us in a place that oftentimes is not only painful, but oftentimes a place that really holds a great sensitivity in our lives. So that's why I invite you today. Don't be shy. Don't stay away from it. Stand up. Speak out. Reach out. There's hope. There's healing. There is a journey to wholeness. And let me talk about that part there. It doesn't stop just because the violence stopped. It doesn't stop just because you got out of the relationship. It doesn't stop just because that person came home or left and walked away. There's a process. That is a journey to wholeness. Healing is a progressive state. We progress inside of our healing. It depends on where you are inside of your healing. You know, you may respond to things differently. You know, many cases we think healing comes in manner such as Band-Aid. You know what a Band-Aid is? A Band-Aid covers a wound, covers a scratch, covers those situations. But guess what? Underneath that Band-Aid, that situation still exists. And we cover it to protect it from outside intervention and from infection and all those things. But keep in mind, and I want you to understand this, that many futile attempts are made sometimes to overcome hurts and pains by simply putting a Band-Aid on it, whether it's changing partners, whether it's changing addresses, whether it's changing location, and those aren't necessarily things that heal us. The things that heal us is, number one, being able to acknowledge where we are and being able to then move forward inside of that, because we all need healing in one way or another. And believe me, beloved, we are here for you. If you don't want to be, if you don't want to necessarily come live on the air, you can always email us once again at jficklin at soulofamericaradio.com. That's the letter J, Ficklin, T-H-I-C-K-L-I-N, at soulofamericaradio.com. The other thing I want to say to you today is that even as we're here and as we reach out to you, perhaps you know of someone who right now that may be going through a dark hour. Perhaps you know of someone right now who's going through some terrible times. Perhaps you know of someone right now who is dealing with rejection, hurt, or pain, or abandonment. Perhaps you know of someone right now who is so angry because of what has happened to them. Tonight, you can call in, you can stand in the gap for them, you can access. Listen, I know that we haven't opened this up a lot on this show, but we're opening it up to you. This is a show that we have a liberty that, listen, we can come in agreement. We can pray together, even on this show tonight, for someone that you know that may be hurting. You could be hurting. It could be someone that you know, a coworker, a friend. And can I say something to you? If that is the case, think about it. You have been allowed to be in a very strategic position. You're not there by incident or coincidence. You are in a strategic position to make a difference in the life of that coworker, that friend, that cousin, that relative, that neighbor, whoever they might be. They might not have the courage right now. They might not have the strength right now. They may feel overwhelmed by what they're going through right now. And you may even feel helpless and not knowing what to do. But think about it. You're on the airway right now. You're listening to me live right now, and that's for a reason. And if for no other reason, listen, feel free to call in, and we will pray with you right now. You don't have to give proper names or whatever, or you can email that to us, but we are here for you inside of this journey to wholeness. Area code 323-784-9638, area code 323-784-9638, and I'm J.R. Thicklin, and you're listening to me live right here on the Soul of America Radio. That's right, Soul of America Radio, and we're glad to have you. Right on the other side of the break, as we come, I want your calls. Hit the number one on the keypad. I'm anxious to get your questions and your requests. Give us a call. Hit the number one once again on your keypad once you call in. That'll let our producer know that you want to speak to us, and we'll get you on the air. Listen, stay tuned. Hang on. I'll see you right after the break right here on Soul of America Radio.
Hope and Healing, A Journey to Wholeness with J.R. Thicklin is coming back right after this. You're listening to the Soul of America Radio, LLC.
This is the one and only Soul.
Violence in her lifetime. Every year, nearly 3 million children witness domestic violence right in their homes. Domestic violence is most likely to occur between the hours of 6 p.m. and 6 a.m. More than 60% of domestic abuse incidents happen right at home. Survivors of domestic violence face high rates of depression, sleep disturbance, anxiety, flashbacks, and other emotional distress. If you or someone that you know is a victim of domestic violence, or if you think someone is, reach out to them. If you are a victim, reach out to somebody. You can call the national hotline right now at 1-800-799-7233. That's 1-800-799-7233. If you didn't have a chance to write that number down, call Jay Thicklin right now at 1-323-784-9638.
Soar.
Speak to Jay right now at 323-784-9638. And now, Hope and Healing, A Journey to Wholeness, continues with your host, J.R. Thicklin.
And welcome back to Hope and Healing, a journey to wholeness. I am your host, J.R. Ficklin, and I'm so glad that you've joined us on tonight as we're getting ready to enter into just about the final stretch tonight. We haven't had any callers tonight, which is highly unusual for this show. We always have callers, and just because we don't have callers doesn't mean that we don't have listeners. We're very much aware of that, and we're definitely well aware of the proof of that, as many of you are listening by way of the internet at soulofamericaradio.com, while others of you are calling in and listening at area code 323-784-9638. Now, remember, if you'd like to have a question, you'd like to have a comment, just hit the number 1 on your keypad, and we will acknowledge you. The producer will let me know, and I'll get you on the airway. You don't have to give your name or anything of that nature, but you can ask your question anonymously or whatever the request may be, but we just want you to know that we're here for you inside of this journey to healing tonight. So once again, area code 323-784-9638. Area code 323-784-9638. Definitely callers and listeners are from all over the country, all over the world, literally. And so that is the one number that you can reach us on, area code 323-784-9638. And remember, hit the number 1 on your keypad. And that will let the producer know that you want to get on the air, and we'll get you on the air with your question and or comment. And if you'd like to just send us a question, or you'd like to communicate with us confidentially about a matter, or even needing resources or help, just do so by sending an email to jficklin, that's the letter J-T-H-I-C-K-L-I-N, at soulofamericaradio.com. Just before the break, we were talking tonight inside of our open mic about that whole issue there of people losing reverence for church, or have they lost, fear of God, or what's happening? Why is it that people can do anything, walk into church, shoot, commit violence, people fight up in the church? All those things are happening. But I believe that all those things are a reflection of people's pain. Some people deal with pain differently. Some people get pain, experience pain, and they become angry. They become angry and oftentimes bitter, and they express that anger and bitterness in everything that they do or say. Oftentimes it's misplaced anger, and it's taken out on people, innocent people who have nothing to do with the issue. Other time we have displaced anger, where people are once again are acting out, and this anger is put in places where it did not derive from. But either way it goes, is that we need healing inside of even our anger. You know, there's a scripture that says, be angry, but sin not. There's another scripture that says, you know what, the wrath of man does not work if the righteousness of God. And we understand all those things there. But inside of it, pain, when people hurt and people do not turn to the right solutions for hurt, or do not get healthy healing inside of their hurt, what happens is that hurting people oftentimes will hurt people. Can I say that again? Hurting people will oftentimes hurt people. And when hurting people hurt people, it perpetuates the hurt that is going on. So there has to be a place and a time where people look to get whole, where people seek to be healed, where people seek to move from where they are to a greater place in life, so that they're not stuck back in their pain. They're not stuck in their yesterday. They're not stuck in their abandonment. They're not stuck in their rejection. They're not stuck in an old soul tie, but they're moving on to greater things. Now, there are many things that may cause pain. Not just abuse, not just abandonment, not just hurt, not just rejection, not just divorce, not just those things there, but there are many other things that may cause pain, that may cause hurt. But the thing is that you don't have to live there. I want to challenge you to change your address. To change your address today, don't live there in your pain. Don't live there in that hurt or rejection or abuse. I want to challenge you to move beyond that place, go to a greater place, a place beyond that, a place where you can truly be made whole, a place of healing, and a place of wholeness. And that doesn't always happen overnight. Let's just get that straight and establish that, because a lot of time in our religiosity, people like to religiosize things and make it sound like, well, instantly all your pain's gone away, or instantly, you know, you're going to be just made whole and feel better. It's not always instant, people. Let's just be real about it. It's not always instant. Sometimes there is a journey to wholeness. There's a journey. Everything is not instantly a miracle. many things are a journey. And when we make that journey and are willing to walk through that journey, we'll find wholeness in the manner in which we need to. And so I just want you to be reminded today that there is hope and there is healing. And we just want to, and I just want you to know that we're here for you. And if you are serious today about a place of wholeness, if you're serious today about a place of new beginning, if you're serious today about a place of healing, then you know what? Let's reach out tonight. I want to do something a little different, but I'm not so sure will it remain different, because I really feel so strong and so I sense such a presence tonight to really open up this line to you that are listening tonight. Open up this line tonight for those of you that might really need help. Perhaps you need prayer. Perhaps you need encouragement tonight. Perhaps you need you just need a listening ear tonight. Tonight is your night. Area code 323-784-9638. Area code 323-784-9638. And if you dial that number, hit the number 1 on the keypad, and we'll bring you right in, and we will acknowledge your question and or your prayer request. So I really want you to be a part of this tonight in any way that you can, and that you can begin on the road to healing on tonight. I'm your host, J.R. Ficklin. That's J.R. Ficklin, and you're listening to me on the Soul of America Radio. That's soulofamericaradio.com, and I'm so glad that you've joined us here on tonight, and I just want you to know that inside of all that we do on this show, it is about a place of healing. It is about going to a place that is away from where you've been. It's a place of healing, where the pieces begin to come back together again, where things begin to make sense again, where there's a sense of peace and a sense of solace and a sense of restoration, because we all need that. And I don't care how recent your pain or hurt has been or how long ago it's been, there is a place of healing for you tonight. And those of you that are listening right now, keep in mind, and I said this earlier to you, perhaps you're not the one that's going through. Perhaps you're not the one who is experiencing abuse, abandonment, rejection. Perhaps you're not the one who's dealing with the fact of someone breaking your heart or someone that walked out on your pain. Perhaps you're not the one, but you know someone that is, your friend, your coworker, your cousin, someone next to you, your roommate, or whoever it is. You know them, and you have been placed in a unique position to actually stand in the gap for that person. You have been placed in a unique position to actually be, if you would, to be that person who would stand in the gap and be an intercessor, if I may use that term, for that individual. And that's why you're there today. You're on the line, or you're listening by a way of the internet, because of the fact that you're in a very unique place tonight to be able to make a difference, a unique place. Do not forfeit that opportunity today. Somebody is hurting right now. Someone needs your prayers. Someone needs you to reach out and bridge the gap for them tonight. So if there's someone that you'd like for us to pray with you about, if there's a situation that is there, we want to do that even on tonight, because this is what the show is really about. It's hope and healing. It's a journey to wholeness. And listen, if we have to walk with you, baby steps at a time, we'll get there together. And that is the main thing that needs to happen. If you right now are in an abusive relationship, you're experiencing pain, abuse or rejection, and perhaps you haven't told anyone, perhaps no one knows it, or you think no one knows it, and perhaps you're too embarrassed to say anything, perhaps you're just too scared to say anything, I want you to know tonight is your night. Tonight is your night. Tonight can be the first day of the rest of your life, the beginning of healing, the beginning of a way out, the beginning of wholeness being restored to you. You can do so. Area code 323-784-9638. You don't have to give your name. You don't have to give where you're from, any of those things there, and we definitely respect that. But we definitely want to be a source to you to be able to help you through some things. Once again, the national hotline number is 1-800-799-SAFE. That's 1-800-799-SAFE. That's the national hotline number. Regardless of where you are in the United States, you can call that number there. But if you'd like to reach out tonight, perhaps there are specific prayer requests. Perhaps there is. Perhaps there are specific things you'd like to share. Perhaps you have a comment. You can reach us at area code 323-784-9638. Hit the number 1 on your keypad if you have a question or in a comment. If you just want to send a question, send a comment, have something you really want to talk about, you can also email us at jficklin at soulofamericaradio.com. That's the letter J, T-H-I-C-K-L-I-N, at soulofamericaradio.com. That's the way to reach us. That's a confidential email. Comes directly to me, and I will definitely treasure and honor your request today. I'm so glad that you've joined us here on Hope and Healing, our journey to wholeness. It is a tremendous night. This is Monday night, April 1. There are no April Fools today, folks. Not at all. I'm talking about this is all the way live. This is real. I'm not fooling about your wholeness. I'm not fooling about your healing. I'm not fooling about your new beginning. This is real. Will you join me inside of that? So many of you that are listening today, understand something. Your day has been orchestrated. Your day has been planned. Your day has been preordained. And I don't want you to miss your moment or lose your moment today. You're in the right place at the right time. And I want you to take full advantage of that. And while I'm at it today, listen, as we are traveling the country, as we are oftentimes dealing with so many different venues and things, I want you to know that there is a hope for you, there's a healing for you, there's a new beginning for you, and you don't have to stay in the trouble that you're in. You don't have to stay in the position that you're in. You don't have to be that fearful. You know someone right now, and perhaps you don't know what to say to them. Perhaps you don't even know how to deal with their pain or their hurt. But you know what? Somehow or another, God privileged you, and God allows you to be able to listen to them. He allowed you to be in a position that you heard that conversation, or perhaps they entrusted you. And you may say, I have no idea what to do with it, but yet it's sure they trusted you. And I want you to know tonight we can stand in agreement with you, and let's stand in the gap for that friend. Perhaps we can help. Reach out tonight. Area code 323-784-9638. You're listening to Hope and Healing, A Journey to Wholeness. I'm your host, J.R. Thicklin, and I'm so glad to be with you tonight. Listen, we only have 30 minutes left in this program tonight. We invite your call. We invite your request. We invite your opportunity to share with us tonight. Just hit the number one on your keypad if you're listening by way of the phone number, area code 323-784-9638. And if you're not and listening by way of internet, feel free to email us at jthicklin@soulofamericaradio.com. Listen, I'll see you right on the other side of the break. You listen to Hope and Healing, A Journey to Wholeness. This is J.R. Thicklin, and I'm so very glad. Hope and Healing, A Journey to Wholeness. I am your host, J.R. Thicklin, and I'm so glad that you've joined us right here on this beautiful and wonderful network, soulofamericaradio.com. And I'm so glad that you've joined us and reaching out to us. Thank you for those of you that are sending messages by way of email and those of you that are reaching out in other ways. We're here for you on this show tonight. And I just want to say just before I was there, as we are traveling across the nation and we're listening to so many that are reaching out because of one thing or another, I want you to know that it's your opportunity to reach out and be a part of when I'm in your area. For those of you, I was just in Fort Lauderdale about a month ago there, tremendous outpouring there at a town hall meeting there in Fort Lauderdale, there in Mount Bethel Church on a Saturday. And I'm going to be over in the city of Belgrade, Florida, on next Saturday, I believe it's April 13th, there with some things we'll be doing with their men there. And then I have a few other events in between. But I am going to be coming to the great state of Alabama. And for those of you that may know, I am a native Alabamian. I left there about 31 years ago, but I'm going to be there in the great state of Alabama. I'm going to be there in Birmingham, Alabama. I'm going to be there in the Magic City. We're going to be there speaking. I'll be a keynote speaker there at a domestic violence conference being sponsored, I believe, by Project Safe, along with Birmingham Police Department and the YWCA of Central Alabama, along with some others there. But I'll be there to speak at this conference on April 23rd in Birmingham, Alabama. And so it's a free event. It's going to be there at the Birmingham Botanical Gardens, I believe is where it's going to be. I'll have more information for you real soon about that event. But if you know anyone in the Alabama area, Birmingham, Montgomery, surrounding areas there, tell them. J.R. Thicklin will be there, and look forward to do so. And by the way, if you yourself or you know someone or your organization would like to have us come to speak, areas of domestic violence, abuse, abandonment, rejection, or areas of fatherlessness, the impact of fatherlessness, feel free to reach us. You can also reach us at jthicklin at soulofamericaradio.com, and we'll go from there. Look forward to being able to serve you and to do some things. Listen, as I'm in the final stretch here, one of the things I want to say is the fact that I believe that each and every one of us, we're created for something. We're created with purpose, for purpose, and on purpose, that we have the ability to make a difference. As a matter of fact, listen, not only have the ability, we're created to do so. In other words, that we're here because, in fact, there has been an assignment or assignments to our life, and we make that difference. And I'm here to tell you, regardless of how you might feel right now or how you may feel, sometimes you may feel that you're not worthy. Sometimes you might feel that you're unequipped. Sometimes you might feel as if you're lost and you're somehow or another aloof. But I want you to know right now, this moment, that you've been created with purpose, for purpose, and on purpose. And so you've got to understand that you hold a key to somebody. There's something that you've been equipped with that makes a difference in the life of someone else. And you have inside of you that which it takes in order to make that difference. And so I don't want you to underestimate who you are, and I don't want you to underestimate your importance and your valuableness to this world. I believe this today, beloved. And I believe this, and yeah, I want you to believe this. I want you to understand that your life was meant to make a difference. In other words, you have not truly lived until that difference has been made. I believe that when it's all said and done, that when we have fulfilled those purpose and destiny, that is the time that we check out of here. But I promise you, as long as I live every day to make a difference, regardless of how I feel, regardless of what is coming my way, I live every day to make a difference. And I want you to know this, that listen, I refuse to allow anything to be the same once I have appeared on the scene. Why? That means that my expected destiny has arrived and is intertwining with those that have been assigned for me to intersign and interact with, and you have to know that that is the case. Oh, last week I had a very interesting thing that happened on last week. I had a very interesting meeting with a noted author and researcher and noted sociologist, Dr. Nancy Nason Clark. She's the author of several books that she's authored and co-authored as it relates to abuse and domestic violence, and specifically abuse and domestic violence within the faith community, and how do we handle it. And have opportunity to sit down with her and enjoy just the time of sharing and talking with her concerning some ideas and some things, even as we're writing our own books. And it was a very fruitful meeting. And one of the things I personally walked away with was understanding this, that fire that is burning deep inside of me, and just like that fire that is burning deep inside of you, is legitimate. And that is, it is burning because the fact what's burning inside of you is that light that was put there to make a difference inside of the lives of others. I want you to know that you matter. And that you're somebody. And not only do you matter and that you're somebody, but I want you to know that, guess what? The world is not the same without you. The world isn't the same without you. And so I want you to know that get up from where you are. Get up from where you are. Don't beat yourself down another moment. Don't continue to rehearse your pain, to rehearse your rejection, rehearse your hurt. Because whatever you rehearse, that's what you nurture. Rehearsing something means practice. You know, we used to say practice makes perfect, but practice doesn't make perfect, but perfect practice makes perfect. But what we do know is that the more you continue to nurture something, it grows. So the time that you give to a negative in your life, you're causing it to grow. But I want you to understand that from this moment forward, that you don't have to rehearse that negative. I want you to rise up. I want you to understand, speak to yourself and speak to the elements and speak to the things in the world today and say to those things there that I am arriving at my destiny, that I am walking and I'm awakening to the purpose in which I have been called to make a difference. And if you would do that today, I believe that you'll see a difference made inside of your walk, inside of your talk, inside of all the things that you need to do in order to make this world a better place. Now, I'm still waiting on our first caller on today. I don't want to set that record today where I didn't have not one caller to call in, but I believe there's something that you have to say, or whether or not you have a story you like to share, or someone that you'd like for us to pray with, or maybe there's something, some advice that you might want, or a resource that we can connect you to. It's area code 323-784-9638. Area code 323-784-9638. I'm so very glad that you're joining us. You're listening to Hope and Healing, A Journey to Wholeness, and I'm your host, J.R. Thicklin, and you're listening to us on the Soul of America Radio Network here tonight. So, as you're calling in, those of you that are listening in, just hit the number 1 on your keypad. That's area code 323-784-9638. Hit the number 1 on your keypad, and that'll let our producer know that you want to say something. You have a question or comment, and we'll get you on the airway tonight. If you'd like to just email us at jthicklin@soulofamericaradio.com. That's J Thicklin, T-H-I-C-K-L-I-N, at soulofamericaradio.com. And I'm always so glad to have you listening in with us. And so as you do so, we welcome you and we applaud your call. We applaud your listening in and whatever we can do to make a difference. That's what we're here for, folks. We're here to make a difference. And I want you to be a part of that difference making on tonight. For those of you that are listening once again from coast to coast, you can find us here on soulofamericaradio.com. We're here, folks. We're here. And this is where you can reach us at. We're here every Monday night. Every Monday night. 9 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 8 o'clock in the Central Time Zone. Those of you in the Mountain Time Zone, 7 o'clock. And those of you out in the Pacific Zone, it's 6 o'clock. And those of you that listen to Hawaii, you know, in Hawaiian time, in Alaska, in Alaskan time, and the rest of you that are listening around the globe, you know when and where to reach us. We're always so glad to have you listening in on us. Look, I want to take just the last few minutes as the lines are being open here. The lines are open right now just for a few minutes here at area 323-784-9638, area code 323-784-9638. And I want to just share something really quickly with you. And I want you to hear the validity in what I'm about to say tonight. It is so easy for people to walk by and pretend that others aren't hurting. It is so easy for so many to walk by and pretend that everything is all right. It is so easy for people to say, mind your own business. That's not my business. If they wanted to get out of it, they just would get out of it. Man, that doesn't take any courage. That doesn't take any courage to say. Matter of fact, it doesn't take much thought to say. Matter of fact, it is a senseless statement. But can I tell you what is the challenge? What takes guts? What takes strength and faith is standing up, is acknowledging that there are those that are hurting. It is validating individuals who are going through some pain and hurt and rejection at this moment. That takes courage. It takes courage to lift someone up who's fallen down. It takes courage to speak life to someone who may feel like death. It takes courage for you not to mind your business, but to reach out beyond yourself and make a difference in the life of someone else. Because people hurt and people suffer abuse and pain at every level and across age and socioeconomic and ethnic lines. Have you ever thought about the kid who, of no choice of their own, who lives in an abusive home, day in and day out, not having the power to make a difference, not having the power to free themselves, not having the power to escape the abuse, the chaos that they live in, but nevertheless yet are in pain, yet are in turmoil, yet feel rejected? What do you say to that kid? Do you say it's not your business? Do you say, hey, I'm not getting involved? But do you think about that kid who would love to have a normal life, a life of being nurtured, a life of being hugged, a life of being encouraged, a life of being celebrated? But too often, having to live a life of fear, degradation, and shame, a life of threats, a life of ducking and dodging, a life of interpersonal ridicule, a life of embarrassment and shame. Tell me, what do you say to that kid that wants so bad to please their mother or please their father, that wants so bad to succeed, but are struggling because they see themselves through the eyes of their mother or their father? They hear the abuse, the rejection, the abandonment. They hear the attacks. They hear the degradation and criticism. Could you imagine what their world is making out to be? Or are you too busy to even consider it? Could you imagine what it must be like to have to experience yelling and hitting and threats? Could you imagine what it's like to feel empty, to feel misunderstood, rejected, not good enough, not strong enough, not fast enough, not handsome enough, not tall enough, not wise enough? Could you imagine that? And although I've thrown a few imaginary hypotheticals at you, the reality is that each and every one of them exists. Someone, some child is experiencing that. Someone knows what it's like to have to relocate and pick up because of fleeing from an abusive relationship. Someone knows what it's like to have your life change almost instantly before you because you were abandoned. You were rejected without notice. See, healing is the children's bread. Healing because we desire to be made whole. Healing, because we desire to be complete. Healing, because we desire to be restored. Tonight, let this be the beginning of healing for you. As you're listening to us here on Hope and Healing, A Journey to Wholeness, I want to challenge you today that are listening to us. I want to challenge you to do us a great favor. Write us, and you can write us and just email us at jficklin@soulofamericaradio.com. jficklin@soulofamericaradio.com. Let us know that you're listening to the show. Let us know how we can help you. Let us know how we can reach out to you. And once again, as we're traveling the country from time to time, we'll let you know where we are. But if you'd like to get us there in your area or in your place of your hometown or wherever you may reside, feel free to contact us at jficklin@soulofamericaradio.com. And we'll be so glad to accommodate you. Now, as we close tonight and prepare to get out of here, I just want to leave you with this tremendous homework assignment. Your assignment tomorrow and from this moment on is to do good unto all men. Say something good, something positive. Say something that builds and doesn't tear down. Say something that edifies and doesn't destroy. Do something that is an extension of your heart, and your heart after God. Make someone's day. Think before you criticize. Think before you pass judgment. And then reach out. Embrace. Let someone lean on you. Let someone know that you value them. And in doing so, you will have let your light shine, and men will see your good works. Listen, you are incredible. There's no one else that's exactly like you. As a matter of fact, you were born an original, and I challenge you not to die a copy. You was born an original. Don't you dare die a copy. You are created with purpose, for purpose, and on purpose, and you are not an afterthought. So tonight, as you're listening, as we prepare to leave these airways tonight, I want you to know that you are valued and you are worthy. You are valued and you have been counted as righteousness. You are valued and you have purpose in this earth. So I want you to see your tomorrows, not dwell on your yesterdays. I want you to embrace where God is calling you to, because where he's calling you and I to is greater than where he's calling us from. I hope that you've enjoyed on tonight. Thank you so much for listening to us right here on Hope and Healing, A Journey to Wholeness on the Soul of America Radio Network. And until next time, until next week, this is J.R. Thicklin, and I say thank you for listening to us here on Hope and Healing, A Journey to Wholeness. If you'd like to still reach us even out from the airway, just email us at jficklin@soulofamericaradio.com. That's the letter J, T-H-I-C-K-L-I-N, @soulofamericaradio.com. That's how you can reach us today. And I'm so glad that you've taken the time to stop by with us. So as we prepare to sign out, as we prepare to leave these airways, I just want you to know that we care. If you know someone that's in trouble, that's in an abusive relationship, or need help, 1-800-799-SAFE. That's 1-800-799-7223. 1-800-799-7223. And until next time, this is J.R. Thicklin, and I'm so glad that you've listened to us on Hope and Healing, Our Journey to Wholeness. We'll see you next week, same time, same station. Until that time, have a great one. Listen for the new programming that is right here on SoulofAmericaRadio.com. Pam, Sue, Tia, Tony, and I am your host here, J.R. Thicklin. Until next time, I bid you a great day. Thank you.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.